Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B-Mitch, do you see what I see?
Red Bull?
I see a Red Bull, dude.
We got some vodka?
It's kind of getting me itching.
Scotty's?
It is a
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby.
We are on location, D-City Smokehouse. Come on out. The brisket's cooking. The wings are cooking. They got it all going. This place, the food is fantastic here. And nobody helps us kick off Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday better than our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, what up, man? How are you?
That was a concert.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. We made it. We got a Commanders game this weekend.
Yes, we do.
How cool is that? I'm so excited. And B-Mitch, concert was great. It was a really fun time. I appreciate everybody that's listening that came out. Had an absolute blast. It was so good to be back in D.C. My mom was very confused, though, because I brought my mom out. She wanted to see the band play. She's obviously a Northern Virginia native, so she came out to the concert, and then she was just utterly perplexed why everybody in the crowd kept yelling random numbers at me. If you listen to part of my take, you know that we do a lottery ball drawing at the end of every show.
Sure.
And I've never gotten a lottery ball on the new machine. And she was just so confused why these people that were, you know, there to see the band kept just screaming like 23, 86 at me. And I had to tell her, Mom, it's a we do math on our show. So at the end of every broadcast, we try to solve a math equation. These are all my friends trying to help me solve a math problem.
So you didn't explain the real thing to her?
I did not, because then she would be ashamed. She would be ashamed of me, and I would feel like I let her down that I wasn't able to pick the lottery ball number correctly. She raised me better than that, so I didn't want to put her through that. But it was a great time, so shout out to everybody that came out. I want to come back to D.C. as soon as possible for multiple reasons, but definitely to play another show.
I love that. So, PFT, I want to go Commanders heavy. But I learned something. I was listening to your podcast this morning, and I learned something that we got to share with B. Mitch that you may not be unaware. You may not be aware of this, B. You might know it already. Dennis Allen is the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. right? And he may have cracked the code for the most important football innovation perhaps ever. PFT, I learned about it from you. Dennis Allen is going deep into the keep everything a secret playbook. Tell B. Mitch about his secret weapon for this weekend.
All right, so B. Mitch, Clint Kubiak is their offensive coordinator, right? He's going to be calling some of the plays.
Uh-huh.
And they asked Dennis Allen before, I think this was yesterday, I think it was on Thursday in the press conference, where is Clint going to be during the game? Is he going to be on the sidelines, or is he going to be calling the plays from up in the booth? And he would not answer the question. He's like, we're going to keep some things, a competitive advantage on this end. Is that the lamest competitive advantage
it's
of all
the
time?
Dumbest.
That's the dumbest that's the
where
dumbest crock of proper ish I ever heard in my life.
Like, these coaches
where you
are
stand
so out
does
of
not
their minds.
Give me anything. Like, as long as I don't know what you're calling, you could be in the middle of the damn football field.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're also going to know it on Sunday. Like, we'll see where the guy is. It's just
exactly.
So stupid.
It is the dumbest thing ever. And we were saying that if this was the way that Dennis Allen always was, if he was like, don't tell anybody anything, loose lips sink ships, if he was just like the most secretive football coach of all time, and that's what he was known for, that's one thing, because there's some football guys out there that, you know, Belichick would not tell anybody anything in a press conference, and that was kind of how he was his entire career. But it feels to me like Dennis Allen like read a book about how to be a bigger football guy this offseason, and now he's like changing the way he does everything, and he's trying to be like a Harbaugh, or he's trying to be like a Belichick with, you know, not giving any information out of school. And it seems like the start of the end. This seems like a desperation season for Dennis Allen. If he's already breaking out, though, we're not going to tell you where our offensive coordinator will be physically located during the game trick.
Dude,
you know that thing about if you just stay quiet, people will think you're a fool, but when you open your mouth, they automatically know. Something like that. He just told people he's a fool.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. And I feel like I've been around coaches that are pre-fired a lot in my life. So Dennis Allen knows that he's pre-fired if he doesn't do anything spectacular this season. And this to me seems like something that Jim Zorn would have said after like week 9. You know, like when he knows everything's falling apart, when he knows he has to, he's just panicking. And he, you know what? Maybe the scarier thing is maybe Dennis Allen doesn't know where he's going to be. Maybe he hasn't had that conversation, and so he's trying to play this off as just like trying to be secretive about it. But I guess the good news for them is that they're playing the Panthers this weekend, so it probably doesn't matter where he's located.
All right, PFT, the thing that has this city buzzing, Jaden Daniels, the Commanders opener, Sunday, 4:25. I do think it's going to be tough for a lot of Commanders fans that have to just wait around all day for the game, for kickoff, for everything. Where are you at?
Tailgate will be fun.
Tailgate will be fun.
Yeah.
Where are you just in a, like, trying to balance overwhelming excitement with keeping expectations calm?
Okay, so I was so excited. If you asked me, like, a week ago how I felt, I mean, excitement level of 12 out of 10.
Okay, I think we just lost PFT. Ideally, we can get him back on the phone.
Houdini.
Yeah, I thought that was us dropping. I admit his phone just probably dropped. Those things happen. A little bit of news before we get PFT commenter back on the line. We talked about this the other day, B. The Commanders are at practice right now. Media is allowed to be out there.
Yep.
Listen, Friday before week one, they're going to have the media out there as short as possible.
Yeah.
But Marcus Mariota ain't there. Jeff Driscoll's going to be your backup.
Driscoll's your backup. I mean, and listen, when you watch them play, if you had to really go based off of what you saw, would Driscoll be number two?
We barely saw Mariota.
Okay, well, Driscoll is number two thus far in camp.
Well, I also wonder, with the emergency quarterback rule from the practice squad, tailgate Ted in the building, if Ted, I owe you that video.
Ted's trying to lose. Ted getting skinny.
He is getting skinny. Yo, Hartman might be dressed. All right, we got PFT back. PFT, you were just telling us how excited you are for this week, dude.
Yeah, my bad. I ended up talking for like another 30 seconds. I didn't know that I was that I had disconnected. But what I was saying is like
that burner
a week
phone
ago,
not working.
It's not working. Yeah, it's not working. I was so excited a week ago. I was beyond excited. I was so confident. Jaden Daniels is so good. I know that he's so good. I've talked to a lot of people that have been around him, been around his coaches, going back to Arizona State, through LSU, up to this year. And they all tell me the same thing, which is he's the real deal. He's awesome. You're going to love him. And now it's time to actually see it on the field, and I have tremendous levels of anxiety about it.
Like, I'm so anxious about this weekend. The fact that I have to wait through a full slate of games in the early afternoon is just going to bring my anxiety levels to the next level, because he is – I know in my head he's good, but I'm also – I'm afraid that I've built him up in my head so high that I'm going to be somehow let down. I don't want anything bad to happen. I'm just very anxious. I do want to see him play, and I'm sure it's going to be fun. But there's a level of anxiety that I have right now that I did not have a week ago, 2 weeks ago, draft night. I think it's just this is what happened. I got butterflies. We all get butterflies going in week one, right? And yep. So pressure is a privilege as fans. So I'm going to just go ahead and try to lean into it and see what happens out there. I am excited, but I'm also I don't know what to call it. I don't know if it's like the beaten dog syndrome, where I've seen, you know, myself get my hopes up, and I've seen them crushed before, but this time does feel different. And I don't know. I'm nervous. Are you guys, like, deep down, are you guys a little bit nervous? Are the fans nervous in D.C. like I am? Because I don't feel good right now, and I was thinking that going into this weekend I was going to feel just so incredibly excited.
I don't know if I'm nervous, but I have this feeling of where I feel and I can see that things are different. I'm just not sure if I want to dive headfirst into it. You get what I'm saying? It's like I want to take that little wait-and-see mindset.
Yeah.
Which I think is a cautious way of getting it done.
Unfortunately, I think I've already burned that bridge of the wait-and-see just by running my mouth for the last 4 months. So I don't know if I can just completely pivot to wait-and-see. I want to see football. I was hoping that it was going to be earlier on in the day, because my worst nightmare – living in Chicago here is that Caleb Williams goes out there, he lights it up. All my friends in Chicago are super excited, and then the afternoon games start, and things don't go so well. And then they all are kind of like, I don't know if I want to be around PFT right now, because he's not feeling as excited as I am. I can see that happen, and I hope it doesn't. I'm hoping good things. In my logical, rational part of my brain, I know that he's good, and I know that things should go well for us, and it should be, at the very least, a good season that we can build off in the future. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like I guess I just want kickoff to get here, so I don't have to spend the next like day and a half worrying about it.
Well, I think what is really exciting too, and I've been very adverse to making RG3 comparisons. I think these are entirely different quarterbacks, entirely different people. But there was an element of 2012. You had the second overall pick. You knew this kid was going to start week one. And it was down in New Orleans, so it's an NFC South team. And they came out, and the offense was just explosive.
Yeah.
But my difference there is they came out with the read option. And nobody was expecting it, and it kind of lit the league on fire. Now, I do think Cliff and this offense is going to throw a lot of surprises at Tampa. I think more of it's going to be kind of no huddle, up-tempo.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be that level of surprise. You know what I'm saying?
I think it may be a level of surprise, because everyone is expecting him to come. What was the offense he ran in?
The air raid.
The air raid offense, which he's not going to be running that. So if that's what they're expecting, they're going to see something totally different. They were so vanilla in preseason, and he's talked about having those extra influences. We really don't know what the hell they're going to show.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That part's exciting to me. Like, I would love to see some innovation. I would love to see, like, a new wrinkle that has broader ramifications across the league. Because, yeah, I remember that week one start. And I don't necessarily think it's a lazy comparison to think of RG3 and his rookie year when thinking about Jaden. Because there's a lot of similarities there. Two dynamic quarterbacks with big arms that won the Heisman Trophy in college, second overall pick, going to the Skins Commanders. And I think that there's a natural comparison that's going to be made there. But, yeah, you're right. I was at that game in New Orleans when RG3 made his debut. And it was like, what's going on? What's happening in the NFL? I've never seen an offense like this before. And then you start to see across the league that year, Russell Wilson started to do a little bit of the RPO stuff as a rookie in Seattle, and other teams started to adopt it, and it really did change football. That offense changed offensive football in the NFL. I don't know if we're going to see anything as earth-shattering as that week one out of Cliff, But I do think that there's going to be maybe some things we haven't seen before, and obviously some stuff that they didn't show in the preseason. I just want it to happen. I just want to be there right now.
The thing I see is I think that as much as we can try to compare them, they're so different. You know, watching Jaden in practice and watching him even in preseason, you watch him at LSU, the guy much rather be in that pocket delivering the football. But, hell, if that breaks down, he has the legs to make it done.
And he's got to take it.
Robert wanted to run the football. You know
maybe
I mean?
The better comparison is between Jaden Daniels and RG3's dad, who wanted Robert in the pocket more often. Jaden is, he's a different quarterback. He's got some explosiveness. He doesn't have the, Olympic-level speed that RG3 had. He doesn't have that. Few people on the planet do. But he's up there. I mean, he can run with the ball pretty effectively. The one comparison that I do think is fair from what I've seen so far is, at least in college, his ability to protect himself when he's running with football. And totally. My hope is that he took one or two shots in the preseason that might not have looked that hard when you're just watching the game. And then you see it later from a different angle and you see how much the guys weigh who are hitting him. And you hope to yourself, maybe that was like a little bit of a wake-up call. Like, okay, even, some of the smaller, less consequential looking hits can have a different impact on you. They can feel different than they did in college. So hopefully he learned something from that. I saw him like joking around with Dan Quinn on the sidelines during one game about, whether or not to slide or get out of bounds or go ahead and take that hit. I hope he really does take that to heart because I would love for him to get a full season and stay healthy this year. I did text Jason Light, the GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was lucky enough to have a few beers with him in the Indy during the combine. And so we kind of became friends, and I just let him know, hey, tell your defensive lineman, like, how about we just play two-hand touch rules against Jaden this weekend?
And how do you feel about that?
We don't need to hit him. He thought I was pulling the Lou Holtz on him, where I was
probably
telling
like,
him
who
how...
the hell is this?
No. Jason texts first. Jason, let's just say that the ghost of Leroy, my breaking news account, was first on the scene to some Buck scoops this offseason.
But he was
saying that Lou Holtz used to do that to his opponents, which is like talk to them before the game, be like, hey, take it easy on our offensive line. We're not that good. And just trying to like butter them up a little bit, soften them up, and make them feel
more. I would have cursed them out, called me and say something like that.
PFT, yeah. Have I told you my comp for Jaden is it's hard to remember because so much has changed for this person. But if you watch Deshaun Watson at Clemson, they're like kind of pocket passers that are long, kind of lanky runners that kind of glide. That's my comp. And I think Watson, even when he was in Houston, before all hell broke loose,
he's much
so
faster than
good.
Watson,
I think he's way faster. Yeah. Watson was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But that's my comp. I think I don't know, man.
Let's just compare him to Jaden Daniels. That's what we do.
Well, starting Sunday evening, we can.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, Deshaun Watson, if he had learned to just keep it in the pocket at all times. I think that's a great comparison for him. Let's let Jaden be Jaden. This is what we have to do before we see him play. We have to be like, oh, he reminds me of this guy. Oh, he reminds me of that guy. And there's probably elements of truth to all of it. But let's see him play, and then he'll just be Jaden. And then everything's going to be happy. Nothing's going to hurt again, and the world will be great.
What else you want? So you think they pull off the upset down there?
I do. I think that they are going to go into Tampa Bay and come home with a win. And I think the offense isn't going to be – the offense won't be the issue. The defense is the big question. If Dan Quinn – and I do believe in Dan Quinn. If he's going to be able to get these guys to play at even just an average defensive level, then we're going to win some games that we might not have thought going into the season that we could win. And you made a great point on Twitter, JP. I think it was you last night. And you were talking about the rope hats on the sidelines that we saw Andy Reid and John Harbaugh wearing. They look very cool, but like a rope hat, we were saying when we were watching it live that the rope hat is either a young man's game or a very, very old man's game. So like if you're in your 20s, you can pull off a rope hat. If you're in your like 80s or 90s and it's got like a Navy logo on that or an anchor, then you can pull off the rope hat. I don't know if like a 50-60-year-old guy can pull off the rope hat, but we'll see if Dan Quinn.
Hey, are you trying to be funny or something?
No, I'm serious. Why?
I can wear a rope hat.
I think.
Well, B. Mitch, like, okay, Middle-aged white guys can't pull off.
How about it might that? Be a white dude thing. Listen, because I can't wear
we doing all this talking. Nobody's thinking about the possibility of what the camera can find tonight at the game in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. There's
nobody thinking about BBLs?
Hold on.
Like that?
Tell them what the name for the tush push should be this tonight, PFT.
Yeah, it should be the Brazilian butt lift.
I'm looking for a camera catching those walking around.
Yeah, so, B-Mitch, I do apologize about that. There's three things that middle-aged white guys can wear and look cool. And the rope hat.
It's a small list. I'm learning, dude.
Yeah.
Stuff I used to wear, I just can't. I'm 43 next week, dude. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you're way over the hill, JP.
You got any other winners this weekend, PFT? Any other games you're really excited to watch?
Other games I'm excited to watch, probably I want to see the Bears. I want to see how Caleb Williams does out there. I actually do think that Caleb's going to be a superstar. I think that he's got everything that you need out of a quarterback. My only concern with him is that he doesn't really have a vice. He doesn't really have anything. Like, there's no downside. He's too focused on football right now for a 21-year-old. It's, like, kind of not natural that he's just grown up only thinking about football. But if that's the biggest knock that you have against a guy, then we're really grasping for straws. So I think he's going to be a really, really good quarterback. I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited to watch Anthony Richardson play for the Colts because we didn't get to see that much of him last year. But when he did play, he was really good. So I'm pumped to see the Colts and the Texans. And that might be the first time that I've ever said that phrase in my entire life. But I'm excited to see that game. And then, obviously, we've got some good stories. We got the rematch of the Rams and the Lions on Sunday night. Pumped for that. Jared Goff's my MVP pick for the season, strictly just based on the fact that he's playing 14 out of 17 games in domes. And then one game is in San Francisco, which might as well be a dome. And then, obviously, the NFC North. And then Monday night's going to be great, too, because we get to see what the Jets look like with Aaron Rodgers, at least for hopefully more than five plays this time.
I am excited about the Jets. I made the Jets my Super Bowl pick. Who the hell knows what'll happen, but I kind of like it. PFT, man, enjoy the football. It's one of the best weekends of the year. We're back, baby.
Yep, let's have fun. Enjoy. Enjoy it. Soak it all in, guys. It's going to be a weekend, hopefully, that we'll talk about 15 years from now and be like, remember week one, Jay Daniels, how great that game was?
Hell yeah. PFT, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, see you guys.
Make sure you follow him at PFT Commenter.
How good the games still are 14, 15 years from
Twitter, now. Instagram. But you could talk about that a decade later. Like, man, this kid was so good in that opener and kept it going for 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Here's what we're going to talk about. Other quarterbacks on the Commanders roster. We got news next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitch and Finley live on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday at D City Smokehouse.
Right now.
Starting to fill up in here. The celebrities are here. Tay Dub, Rev T, Tailgate Ted. At least.
Jeff, too. Not
I can't even count how many people have walked in and asked for pictures and autographs from Jeff. I can't even count it.
I know, me neither.
It's been nonstop. I got good news, folks. If you don't have plans, maybe I'll make them. Caller number 10, right now you win two tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top, the Sharp Dressed Man Tour, Sunday, September 8th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067 if you want the tickets. Also, folks are asking about the B. Mitch Hall of Fame shirt. Go to 1067 The Fan Shop. And that's where you can find all that information. Honestly, it's easy if you just Google 1067 The Fan Shop, or if you just Google B. Mitch 4HOF. The T-shirt's dope. That's a cool shirt.
That's your favorite word, huh? Dope.
I say it frequently.
Very much.
I don't know that I have a favorite word.
You say it more than any other.
I bet I say dude more than any other.
I probably say dude more than you.
We could have a dude off.
Nah.
Are you interested?
Nah, I don't want to do a dude off.
Do you want to see?
That don't even sound good. That sounds like there's something wrong with that.
Jeff, you want to have a dude off with me?
I'm perfectly fine, JP.
All right.
Perfectly fine.
That don't even sound like it's good, isn't it?
Okay. Let's run through some real stuff here.
Let's go.
It's easy because we're caught up in the excitement of a rookie quarterback and all of...
I think we caught up in the excitement of everything, man. Everything totally. Seems to be new right now.
Right, and it's like right now most fans are looking at the totality of a football season rather than the immediacy of week one.
Oh, yeah.
And I think like we got to remind ourselves, okay, it is week one. Like they got a game on Sunday. Last night's injury report, Mariota and Johnny Newton did not practice, right? And they were limited the day before. Mariota not seen at practice today. The media has since been kicked out. I got a feeling Mariota's another DMP today. I got a feeling Johnny Newton, maybe he's limited. I don't think either of these men are playing. I'm not trying to be alarmist, but I am trying to figure out how you make your necessary roster moves around this. The NFL has been, for them, fairly gracious in allowing significant roster change in the post-COVID world. You now have larger practice squads, and you're able to elevate players Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Sheldon Day will come up. He is a D-tackle on the practice squad. They have options at D-tackle. There's no way on earth you're going to have three D-tackles dressed for week one. You're going to have four. Yep. They're going to elevate somebody. Johnny Newton will be inactive. That to me is a fairly simple prediction, right? The quarterback thing is a little bit more complicated.
Yep.
Because if you remember, it was only a couple of weeks ago the NFLPA came out and vetoed a rule that would allow unlimited quarterback elevations from the practice squad for an emergency quarterback situation.
Yep.
So now you can only elevate. I'm reading from an article on NFL.com. In March, the NFL announced that as part of its approved bylaws, it had approved a rule to expand the standard elevation rules to permit teams to elevate a bona fide quarterback an unlimited number of times from the practice squad to the emergency quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay? So the NFLPA, understandably, because their job is to get players paid,
yep,
thought that could be sort of stashing, right?
And that's what it was going to be.
And I think the reason the NFL put the bona fide language in there is because all of a sudden, couldn't you see like the Taysom Hills, the Logan Thomas, these guys that previously played quarterback but served a different purpose, now they're just getting an extra roster spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, these leagues are cutthroat. So the NFLPA rejected that rule. That does not mean teams can still not elevate a quarterback on Saturday night, because they can.
Mm-hmm.
But what's complicated about this is an emergency either you need that emergency third quarterback on your roster, or an elevated quarterback can come up the Saturday night, but any player can only come up three times.
Yeah.
And you're only allowed, I think you can only do one or two of these per week, and they've got to do one at D-tackle.
Yeah.
So it just is a little bit complicated here, because you've got a quarterback on your roster in Mariota that isn't going anywhere. You can make him inactive, and you're going to bring Driscoll up.
Yeah.
And then further complicating this, I'd say, Brian, now he's been practicing. Hartman got hurt about 3 weeks ago.
He did.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of moving parts for a week one emergency quarterback.
I understand it's a lot of moving parts, but it's like we overanalyze, overthink this thing.
Just trying to see what the roster will be.
But I'm just saying, if it gets down to that quarterback, you're in trouble any damn way.
Totally.
So ultimately, every team should do what people did 20-some years ago. Have somebody on your team that you can actually put in the game that will be prepared to go if an emergency happens. And that will be a damn emergency. So we can't worry about the third quarterback. The third quarterback goes into the game, he probably won't be that good.
Sure. I care about how you build your roster for game day, and then how you fill out your special teams, because
they're gonna have two quarterbacks,
right?
And then they're gonna move on. They're gonna bring another.
Mariota will be inactive.
It's simple to do it. It's nothing that's traumatizing.
Traumatizing is the wrong word, but like, the minutia of week one matters on Friday of week one.
Yeah.
Like, if we were talking about this in August, it'd be dumb.
But now we're talking about it right now. But the reason it matters, why, if you end up with a third quarterback, they probably won't put a third quarterback on the roster this week.
You don't think they'll elevate Hartman?
Probably won't. I mean, not many coaches go into a game thinking we're going to get two quarterbacks hurt.
Sure.
You know, and as I just stated, if you get to the third guy, you're probably in trouble any damn way.
I agree with that from a long-term perspective. But
yeah, but I'm saying you're in trouble in that game too. So somebody on that team that has played quarterback at some point, Luke McCaffrey,
right,
should be your third quarterback and should be prepared to run a shortened down version of the offense to move forward. To be worried about a third quarterback, I guarantee you that's the last thing they're thinking about.
I think the technicalities of it, they have to like go through the functionality of. But as far as like, this situation isn't impacting game planning for Tampa in the slightest.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I agree with that entirely. It's interesting though that this. It was a groin injury for Mariota. I don't know how his chest got hurt when he hasn't played. I don't know. It's a weird thing to have develop late in the week like this.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude,
But he hadn't practiced in, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah.
We probably should have been thinking something was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, but at that point we thought it was a groin. I'll tell you what is a much bigger deal, and this is an impact here in Washington. Two players of some magnitude, one of more than the other. Antonio Gibson for the Patriots popped on their injury report this morning, the hip. And T. Higgins all of a sudden not practicing with a hammy.
T. Higgins.
They better hope Jamar Chase is back.
Are they signing him? Is he signing
him? I mean, the word is it's getting close.
All he wants is a penny more than Jefferson. Just give him a penny more and keep moving.
You think it's just a penny?
That's all he wanted. He said, I want to just break the record, give him a penny. I'd offer him exactly what he got. Plus .01.
Like in Price is Right, when you guess 1,200 and I guess 1,201?
1,201.
God, I can't wait for football. Yeah. The fact that we get a Friday night game, and there's a bunch of college football if you want to bet on it too, like, we got action, baby. We got action tomorrow. Michigan plus the points at home. It's going to be hard to walk away from that, Jeffrey. But as much excitement as there is for football, that football is beginning and it's hard to get away from that, you still got to be smart. We know it's the start of football, but it's also Responsible Gaming Education Month. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. A solid game plan includes betting with legal sports books only, knowing the odds, keeping it fun, and sticking to a budget. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association. Beamish and Finley live, D-City Smokehouse on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. And the Cluster Busters out of town, B?
Yeah. This
is a recipe.
Uh-oh. Scotty's.
It's too early, man.
Vodka Red Bull. No, it ain't.
I got to.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's time to go.
Diet Coke right now. Shout out to Diet Coke.
You keep
exciting news.
All right.
Jeffrey.
Y'all know what time it is.
Now, hold on.
You know I was ready to puff it.
So we asked yesterday if you had a song ready, and you didn't.
Never responded.
Because.
Did the song get ready around midnight last night?
No, it didn't. Actually, I didn't respond because I was like, he asked me about a song. I didn't already put one out. I said we got one coming every week. It's a new season, and y'all thought I was going to miss.
You kind of sound like the coach of the damn.
You thought I was going to miss.
The coach from the New Orleans Saints.
Look, you thought I was going to. Look, I had a whole message prepared for you. I was like, is your name Brian Mitchell? Is it a Scotty Vodka and Red Bull Friday?
Is water
wet? Of course
wet?
I got a song.
Jeff,
and
respectfully. There have been times where the song was ready.
Respectfully, that was 2 years ago. Stop playing with me.
Last year.
Nah, last year I got him and I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I may then. Hold on. If I may. Another possible avenue to answering that would have been, yes, it's ready. I can't wait. And then we could be like, okay, what time? And then we could be like,
and we could
let's promote it. Instead, we're going with the surprise song.
That's what I wanted it to be.
All right.
Because y'all didn't ask until last night after the show was over.
Surprise.
You normally talking, and we don't have to ask.
Yeah, like I said, no more speaking, all showing. Landfill, let's get into it.
Command this nation. All hosts. All the guests.
Red team.
Send out prayers. Talk to my OG, he said it feel like the glory days. But learn as a youngin', you gotta watch how the story plays. But the season feel different, I swear the optimism reflected through the fans, like light in a prism. Woke up on game day, threw on my jersey, cheering for the team as if they heard me. You gotta rip it hard, or don't rip it at all. Left hand up, command us, this the war call. Lace your cleats up, cause it's time to go to war. This ain't the team that they knew from before. It's a new team now, new game style. It's the real thing now. To the top, yeah, you know we on the way. And the first stop is in Tampa Bay.
All right, Jeff, I liked it. Got to tell you, I liked it.
Got a lot of cameos in there.
Yeah, dude, Rev T, you dropped Rally Captain's line in there.
Yeah.
I like the line, not worried about the spread, don't listen to the haters, whatever that was.
Yeah, we just hoping the football God answered our prayers, man.
There you go.
I like it. Jeff, musically, you have talent, dude. I enjoy it. I look forward to the songs. Kind of wish you told me about it, but here we are. Now we can
keep his secrets from his boys.
I know. We'll promote it now.
My bad.
Let's play it again at 12:45 and 1:45.
Let's do it.
Landfill, that work for you? All right.
Sure.
I thought it was good, man. I enjoyed it.
Little critique.
Uh-oh.
Bring the bass down a little bit so he can hear you better.
Got you.
That's just that music background.
Is that shout out to Trill Production?
But the bass sound like you were in damn Miami somewhere down south.
Shout out to Trill 800, my boy Cross, the engineer.
It sounded like y'all had some southern feel in that.
Yeah, like you could hear the bass rattling in some dude's trunk.
Oh, yeah.
With like neon lighting underneath his car.
Like when I had my M3, when I had two 18-inch woofers in it and another 14 speakers in that little car.
How old were you?
I was here.
You were like an adult married with children.
No, I was here my first year. First year in the league.
I thought that – when did you have the –
I had a 300 when I rolled in.
Okay.
And then I got the M3 little late. I bought myself a Christmas present.
And I
put it in the shop. I put it in the shop. And it came out. You will hear me coming down the street. I won all kind of contests with that thing.
I bet. You know what I do? I will never understand. The people that put, like, the loud device on their exhaust.
That's
like, it's so dumb.
It sounds like a lawnmower.
Yeah, well, if you're doing that, you're probably going to drive that car fast as hell. And if you're going to drive that car fast as hell, don't you not want to bring extra attention to yourself?
Do the Tubi exhaust.
What is that?
It has a deeper sound. It's not like a lawnmower sound. It's a little deeper. That's what I had on the Ferrari.
I never understand making yourself hot. And if you're putting that on your car, you're probably doing all sorts of stuff. Like, be low-key.
Everything I did. The company that made the car, I had them do it because Mercedes had a race team, Ferrari had a race team, Bentley has a race team. They could do everything for you.
Sure.
And you keep your damn warranty. Aftermarket stuff, you lose your warranty.
I drive stock cars from the dealership. Nobody go anywhere. Vic Taffer joins us next from Vegas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.